When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We roll into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number to be part of the conversation at Bart and Han Twitter, Instagram.
Don't say it with your chest, Alan. Say it with your chest. Use your inside voice. I got you. Bart is the third hour.
Why are you creepy whispering right now?
Because I want to have a creepy third hour.
We don't want to have a creepy third hour. We want to have a good one. No,
creepy can be good, man. It's always a time for creepy.
I don't know if there's ever.
I want Mr. D calls. I want Mr. D's calls. I want really. You're very, very sneaky, sir.
I want people
to come out. I want all the Yankee fans to come out of the woodworks and tell us how concerned they are, because we talk about when things go bad for the Jets, when things go bad for the Knicks.
I got concerned at 100. Yes.
Are you concerned? Jets concerned. Or are you New York Knicks concerned? Because the Knicks, we knew and we felt like everything was going to come back and it looks like everything's going to work out. When Aaron Rodgers went down, that's like, oh, crap, it's all over. So I want to know if the fans are New York Knicks concerned or are they New York Jets concerned?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. What level of concern?
But guess what, Alan?
Knicks, because you know that they, you know, were eventually going to get healthy in time, or Jets when you knew when Rodgers is gone, he's gone. And yeah. There's no saving the season after
grand,
that.
Grand opening, grand closing, same
yes.
day.
Yes, damn. It's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
I like that. It's hour number three. What does that mean? Oh, that means it's the power hour.
Indeed.
Like I closed the show the other day?
That was kind of cool. We took a 14 on that one. Some people kind of like that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I hate to do this, man, but
Yankee season's over.
Candace Parker did it again.
She's still shooting strays?
I don't
understand. So that means it's intentional then.
This was TNT from Tuesday, and TNT's on tonight. What do we got? Suns, Celtics, Mavericks, Thunder, right? That's the doubleheader tonight. The Knicks play tonight, not TNT. They begin their four-game West Coast trip. It's our Western Conference trip, I should say. They play at Portland tonight against the Trailblazers team. That's not great. They played last night, lost. But there still seems to be, for a team that has endured the injuries and is still sitting in the fourth spot in the East and starting to get healthy, Candace Parker still can't get over finding reasons to not believe that the Knicks are a good team. And so now she's got another concern that doesn't have to do with Brunson being too small or not being a 1A. This instead is about the old minutes police thing that everybody goes back to. So we should never play players anymore in the NBA. Guys shouldn't play a lot because clearly when you do, it means something bad's going to happen. So Candace Parker on TNT says this, and we got to talk about this.
There's more optimism with guys coming off injury or potentially coming off injuries, but you also have to think about the amount of minutes that the main guys have had to log. If you look at Josh Hart, he's averaging over 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson, 35 minutes. You talk about DiVincenzo. And so I just wonder if they're going to be able to get to the finish line healthy, because there's no doubt what noise they can make the Knicks can make in the playoffs if healthy, but you got to get your guys there. And with them logging as many minutes up and down, playoffs are different.
Yep.
And it's more strenuous, more games, more traveling, things like that. It's going to be tough. And I think that's the thing, is at the beginning of the year, everybody harps on resting and all this stuff. But you're seeing the benefit of maybe not resting games, but playing limited minutes that can benefit you in the postseason.
Bar, what's happened to athletes now? You can't play. What's happened to athletes that, God forbid, you play? Like, there's no chance you can make it. You just can't do it. What has happened to athletes that the conversation when we're trying to find things is, you know, if you play too much, it's going to really hurt you in the playoffs. What has happened that is now a regular conversation where whoever it was on that panel went, yeah. Well, as if it's a big concern. My God, he played too much.
What's the crazy thing is, how many minutes is LeBron averaging? Like 36, 34. He's 87 years old. So who cares about Josh Hart?
He's playing too much. It's too much. Can't do it.
Yeah.
He can't do it, Bart. It's too much, too many
LeBron
minutes.
LeBron playing 35 minutes a game, and he 39 years old. We're going
to understand
about
that.
Some young babies doing it.
Like, I understand with pitchers. With pitchers, it's the innings, and he's logged a lot of innings and all that stuff. I get that's always been a story in the sport. I don't know any other sport where that has become such a conversation. Bart, you know what? You've been in too many plays. By the time we get to the playoffs, you're not going to be able to tackle anymore. You're probably going to get hurt, Bart. Would you like to have somebody just tell you when you're – like constantly tell you, listen, you're playing too much. I think you're going to get hurt.
You definitely couldn't.
I think you're going to get hurt. As an athlete, that would drive me crazy. What are you talking about? Stop telling me I'm going to get hurt.
Listen, let me tell you something. When you tell me, especially in my 20s, you couldn't tell me nothing about nothing. Like, when you're 20, man, you better not even mention coming out. I'm good. I'm Gucci.
I don't understand why this is always the topic of conversation. Always. Minutes. That it's the minutes. It's too much. Bart, could I ever have told you you played too much? Yeah, would you even hear that? Played too much, Bart.
Listen, see, if somebody wanted to go full hill on Candace Parker, everybody, listen, you're a great athlete. You ain't a dude. You don't know what a dude is. You know what I'm saying? She don't know what it feels like in those 20s when that testosterone, that T-level high, baby.
But she's an athlete, so she should know that.
Yeah, but she's a woman athlete.
You never want to not play.
But she's a woman athlete, though.
Like, I can't imagine anybody going back to the bench and looking at Tibbs and going, you know what, I'm playing too much. Take me out.
Women and men, you know, wear down differently.
But it's not just a woman thing. I think it's everybody talks about this in NBA media.
I haven't heard
everybody talks about this in NBA. It's the most. Oh, yes, you do.
No, I'm going heel. I'm playing the heel, so I'm gonna go anti-programming.
I don't know if it's because Candace Parker is a female. I think it's because Candace Parker is buying into a narrative
AC
that
Green,
in the NBA has become a thing.
AC Green played 75 years, no break. He didn't even drink water. Missed no games.
Let me give you the players who are averaging the most minutes this season. Okay, DeMar DeRozan. He just. By the way, late in the game against the Pacers, stole a game in Indiana and scored like the last 12 points for his team. He scored a ton of points in overtime. He finished with like 43 points. He was magnificent late in the game. He's in game 64, averaging 37.8 minutes a game. Does he look like he's breaking down? Does he? I don't. Luka Doncic has played 58 games, so he's missed some games.
Yeah.
But he gives you 37 minutes a game.
And
now
he never goes past 15 miles.
He plays slow. Kevin Durant has like Achilles issues, his other issues that he's had throughout his career. He's an older player, averaging 37 minutes a game. Like, what are you telling me? Guys can't do this? Anthony Davis has played 36 minutes a game, 63 games.
Boy, that's surprising.
Jason Tatum, 36 minutes a game. Notice that I still haven't gotten to the first Knicks player on the list is 15th. There's 15 players who are averaging more minutes per game, minutes per game, than any other Knick. And it's Julius Randle, who's just whenever he comes back, it'll be off of a two-month break, and he didn't injure his legs. Jalen Brunson is averaging 35 minutes a game. He's 20th in the league. She mentioned DiVincenzo and Josh Hart.
They're backups.
It's like, I don't know. They can get hurt. Like, what is this about the sport? Again, if she would have said to me, I don't think, you know, I worry about Randle coming back and being effective. Are they big enough as a team in certain matchups? I totally agree. But to go to minutes, And to try to use minutes as a reason why a team can't do something in the playoffs because they played too much? They played too much, Bart. I don't understand this mentality that has not just creeped into the sport. It has paralyzed the sport. Because by December, I remember seeing people already bringing it up. Oh, my God, he's playing too much. You know, look at him. He played 38 last night. He played another 39 this night. You know, you can't keep doing that. Why not? Like why not? And the injuries that have happened, by the way, have been freak injuries, not breakdown injuries. That injury to Julius Randle was because Jaime Jaquez got under him on a dunk attempt and took him out. Like, that's how he got hurt, trying to brace himself from an ugly fall when Jaquez should have never tried to take a charge on that play. Never. So that's what happened. It was a freak accident. Oh, well, maybe if Tibbs took him out before that play, he wouldn't have gotten hurt. Like, this is what we do in this sport, and I don't understand it, Bart. And as an athlete, I need to know how you feel about it, because me just watching it drives me crazy to hear about this stuff. He's playing too much. He's playing too much? I don't get that. I don't from the era of seeing guys that would play 80 games a season. That's the era, like, I'm used to seeing guys play every night, all the time. I don't remember ever thinking in my mind, oh, my God, he's playing too much. I never thought that.
Yeah.
The only time I wanted to see my star come out of the game is when the human victory cigars came in. That meant I was up 20, 2 minutes to go, and we could just have some fun now with the game in the bag. Otherwise, every time Ewing went to the bench, I was like, we got to get this guy back in the game. Well, I got to get him back in the game. I don't like when he's on the bench.
I don't get it either, man. Like,
I mean, Isaiah Thomas left the game. How often did Isaiah Thomas leave a game for more than, what, 2-3 minutes at a time?
Yeah, never.
He was always on the court.
Usually the microwave came in for Joe D.
For Joe Dumars, right. Like, honestly, can you name the backup point guard to Isaiah Thomas?
No, I don't.
No, you cannot.
I cannot.
And that was your favorite team.
Yeah, I can't.
So please try to make sense of this. Please try to make sense of this.
You can't. Like, yo, this is, I think it's just generation, man. They think they're doing something hard. Like, if science's supposed to be better, medicine's supposed to be better, the athletes should be more durable. If they're stronger, faster, they train earlier, they got access to more technologies, supplements. I don't get it, man.
That's a great point. They actually should be in
better
shape
now than
ever.
Yeah, how can you be all that and then you break down faster? It don't make sense.
It absolutely doesn't. 800-919-3776. But Lavelle and Yonkers, though, has a pushback. Lavelle.
Alan, I'm so glad I got through. You make me scream at the radio every time you go to do this.
That's my job.
First of all, I'm going to just say right off the bat, I am a known, I call every whatever show I call, Tom Thibodeau is one of the most overrated coaches in the NBA.
That's foolish.
That's full stop.
That's foolish, Lavelle.
Hey, let's agree to disagree.
I ain't agreeing with that at all. That's a foolish statement. He's the best coach they've had in 25 years. All he does is win. Look at his record. All he does is win. How is he overrated if all he does is win? What's the first thing you need to do as a coach? What's the most important thing a coach needs to do? Win.
Listen, Alan. Let's have an intelligent conversation here.
I can't if you told me he's overrated. It's hard to have an intelligent conversation with that kind of take.
I'm gonna make it a point. Wait. Before I get to my point about minutes, I just want to say this one thing. I have friends. A lot of friends are not Knicks fans. A lot of my friends. So they tell me I'm ungrateful. First of all, you said something the other day. I'm gonna use your own words against you. We look back at the old days as Knicks fans with rose-colored glasses, but there was a lot of issues with that. I've already seen the gritty, fun to root for a team that has no chance of winning. I've been down that road. I won a championship. That's first of all. Now, all I tell my friends, all I ask for from the Knicks, from James Dolan, is treat the Knicks the way you treat the Rangers. Okay? The Rangers are never a joke. They're never a laughingstock. Even though they haven't won since 94, they're always a contender, a true contender. Right?
They wrote a letter to the fans six years ago when they blew up the roster and said we have to rebuild.
Right, and they rebuilt. And now look at them now this year. I mean, here's my point. Was Gerard Gallant a bad coach, in your opinion? You know more hockey than me. I'll give you that. Was he a bad coach?
He was a decent coach. But they had run its course with him, and they knew they needed to get better.
Right, and that's my point. I feel like they run their course with his. But I don't want to get down that road because I know I don't have a lot of time. So I'm just going to say this. I'm not saying that you have to sit people like Pop. I'm not saying load management. Allen, he had Hart in there for 47 minutes the other day. Like, your human
body. So who did you want him to play when
they had
seven NBA level players on that roster?
Let me make a point.
They're trying to win games.
I understand, but this is not sustainable to win a championship to play like this every night. If your coach has to run like and gun like this every single night, what's going to happen is what always happens to the Knicks under Thibodeau. When the playoffs comes, everybody plays like that, and that's when you need your coach. And I'm going to tell you something that's a fact. When Emmanuel Quickley was a rookie, he called the Michael K Show. They talked to him. They said, "Hey, how's it going working for Tibbs?" "Oh, I love working for Tibbs. Tibbs, he's on us about defense. But when it comes to offense, and this is a quote, he just lets us ball." I'm sorry. We in this offensive league, and that's why you see these 100 to 150 and all the scores, it's an offensive league. Right. We need a coach that has some kind of offensive whatever. I'm not asking him to sit anybody. I know he has to play. But, bro, let them get a sip of Gatorade, bro. Let them sit down for 30 seconds a quarter. He's like, "You can rest in between quarters." That's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it if you want to win a championship. Then that's why
So Lavelle, your logic is then that put in Jacob Toppin so that Josh Hart can get another two more minutes rest, and Jacob Toppin is how you're going to win a championship, right? That's how you're going to do it.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Who else were you going to play? Everybody was hurt. Who was going to play?
An honest example, Allen. I want you to be real with me. How many games have we been up by 20 with 2 minutes left? And like you said, human victory cigars. He doesn't put the human victory cigars out.
With two minutes, yes, but not with four.
That adds up over a season. That adds up.
With two minutes to go, but not with four. And you have seen this year in the NBA, teams have actually come back from down 22 in the fourth quarter. It's happened.
But here's the other thing, too. The other problem. If you never trust in your bench, you can never use them when it counts.
Name me the player that's buried on the bench that really should be playing a lot. Who? Who's the guy?
No. Here's what I'm saying. I understand that.
You just told me that. So now you got to tell me who is it? These 2 months, they have been limited with their ability to play players.
Right. I understand. But here's my point. And this is the thing. If you're trying to win a championship when the other guys come back, what point is it? Is it then we run the guys that are here into the ground and then they're out? All I'm saying is, I know Jacob Toppin, perfect example. I'll use your example. He's not good, but you got to let Hart get a sip of Gatorade, bro, for 30 seconds. Put him in for 30 seconds. Let this man rest for 30 seconds to get a sip of Gatorade.
Well, he did.
47 minutes he had him in the game.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I know.
47 minutes? That's ridiculous. Let him get a sip of water.
I mean, Lavelle, you're right. He's like 28 years old. The poor guy is just breaking down. You know, Josh Hart, he was on a Peloton the night before. He had a 2019-10 triple-double. 20-minute ride on the Peloton. I was in the class with him. He did a 20-minute Peloton ride as part of an NBA thing with Peloton. And I looked at him and I thought, my God, this poor man, look at him. He's just breaking down. He looked exhausted. Are you kidding me? Guy's in his prime right now. And you're one game he's playing 47, they're trying to win basketball games. The best part is, here's the joke, Bart, is that he played 39 minutes, so his first game under 40 minutes since the All-Star break. And he had 2019-10, and he was mad. Couldn't play me one more minute so I can get one more rebound. Like he said, everybody, this is literally what Josh said. Everybody was complaining about me playing 40 minutes, so now I couldn't stay in the game. I don't get fans. You can make your case about, you know, there's really good players on the bench, like whatever it is. You can make your case about a player getting buried on the bench. But when you have the injuries that they had, and then you're trying to tell me how you got it, you're playing these players too much, and if you want to win a championship, you know, you're going to run them into the ground. And I'm thinking, what else did you want them to do? Daquan Jeffries was going to come in and play point guard for a while? Like, you can't be serious. And then they'll lose, and what do? You get mad. You get mad because they lost the game. Who do you think gets mad when they lose a game,
too? Let them come back and lose one of those games. Who lost, like, a 22-point lead last year?
It just happened last week.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it happens.
Up 22. So,
listen, you can't make everybody happy. But But this is something that I'd never understood, the minutes thing, how people get so caught up in this. These guys are in their prime. It's not like it's a 39-year-old LeBron James. That I get. That I get, because we saw him run out of gas in the Western Conference Finals. We saw it. So I get that part. You want to make that case? Yes. He's 39 years old. Totally understandable. But this, these guys are in their 20s. They're in their primes. Just try to take them off the court. They don't want to come out of the game. But I got to manage your minutes, though. And oh, by the way, Greg Popovich did what he did. It wasn't loaded. What he was doing was being defiant to the league that was giving them more. They would almost had 18 to 20 back-to-backs,
right?
Because they had a great team, and they always put them on national TV. So they'd play on a Wednesday night and then suddenly have to play a TNT Thursday night game. Or they would play on a Friday night and they have to play on a ESPN Saturday night game. And he had it. So what he would do is he would say, oh, I have to rest my guys. And for some reason, he would always do it on the national game. Not the local game, the national game. They would, quote unquote, rest. That's what it was. It started with that. And then someone bought into it. And now we have a whole generation of fans who are helicopter parents who are like, oh, no, you got to protect them. You got to protect them. Tell me this, Bart. Tell me the time that there they are on the podium and the Larry O'Brien trophy is handed over to the head coach, and the head coach is talking to Lisa Salters and at the end of the game and says this, you know, this is all because back in January, I started managing their minutes. Thank God we rested these guys, because look at how strong they were. If we didn't rest them, man, we would have never done this. Did you ever hear a championship team go back and reference the fact that they got rest? The only team that benefited from rest was when the Lakers won in the bubble. Yeah, I said it, Ty Butler. That's it. The bubble was the one time you could say no one traveled and everybody got plenty of rest because they were off for a bunch of months and then played 2 months of basketball. That's it. That's the one time you could point to rest. After that, no one has ever in the history of the NBA said, it's a good thing we got that rest. You know, we limited our minutes during the regular season, and that's why we were able to do what we did. No one. No one ever said that.
I can see that guy really got underneath your skin.
But he was trying to make a point. And the thing he said was that Tibbs is an overrated coach, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Two-time coach of the year is overrated.
So who is overrated? Is
Doc overrated what?
Overrated?
A coach?
Somebody has to be overrated, right?
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll make myself feel better. I'll talk to Mike in Staten Island. Go ahead, Mike.
So, Alan, Bart, I'm going to try to be as calm as possible because that guy got me so worked up.
Right?
Got to pick up the phone and
not
call
the only guy. One, Mike. See, Bart? Mike and I both fired up.
I'm a Nova alum, so I've been itching to call you guys for 2 years about my boys.
Yeah.
So, real quick, Jay Wright went 7 deep. So, these guys are used to playing 38 minutes a game in a 40-minute league, in a 40-minute game. You stole my words about Josh Hart being on Peloton. I saw the live video. Guys doing in between the games on
tremendous.
His days off.
Yep.
Running on Peloton.
Yep.
So I wanted to call initially about Candace Parker and the national media. This is what happens when the national media has to speak on teams that they don't cover regularly, so they have lazy commenting. And obviously the word about Tibbs for years is that he overplays his guys. So they don't update their notes, and they're still going on past preconceptions of Tibbs overplaying his guys. So that's why Candace is dealing that with the minutes. And I don't even want to talk about that. I want to talk about this guy Lavelle, about overplaying our guys. Like, is this nuts? Am I losing my mind?
Who else did you want to play, Mike? Who else are you going to put in the game?
But that's what I'm saying. We want Charlie Brown running the point. Well, I mean, what happens? Like, what are we doing here? Charlie Brown, Snoopy, what are we doing?
You're up three early fourth quarter, but we got to rest Brunson. So let's get three G-leaguers in the game just because we got to rest Brunson. You'll be down by 20 in a blink.
I've been trying to call you guys for 2 years about stuff, and I'm like, they cover it. They cover it. This guy cut me so worked up. I'm sitting in traffic on my way home from work right now. I was like, I got to call. Yeah, I've been watching these guys since they were kids, the Nova guys. They complain about getting taken out of the game. They don't want to get taken out of the game.
Yep.
They're programmed for this. They're good. We're good. Once Randall comes back, We're going to make a run. Nice to see OG, and good to talk to you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Mike, call again. Appreciate you, man. Hopefully that, you know, getting off your chest made you feel better. I know it made me feel better. But, you know, Bart, like, I guess you guys are soft now, you athletes. You're soft.
Hey, maybe they
are. Because we got to protect you.
I can't speak for these new kids.
We got to protect you guys way too much. I mean, I can't. How does Garrett Wilson play so many snaps? We're going to have to limit his snaps because he's going to wear down the poor. How are we winning a Super Bowl if Garrett Wilson is just out there every play? We can't do this. Like Breece Hall. I mean, really, you got to limit his carries. Really, got to limit his carries. Can't do it. It's way too much. Sauce, you know, like, does he really need to be out there all the time? Probably need to sit him more. Plays
too much. Going to ask to play receiver or something too, like Deion.
Hey. You know what? They need a receiver. Maybe Sauce could do it.
That'd be
Sauce. Get me back on that conversation. 800-919-3776. You know, the Yankee thing is obviously a major concern. Buster only had a very interesting report this morning, or at least a column this morning. But one of the things he said, if you think that the Yankees are going to go out and find something to fill the void while Cole is out, he said, forget it. Not going to happen. So how do we feel about that? Plenty more to get to. K-Show top of the hour. Stay with us, Bart and Han. But first, Bart, can you tell me about Sam Wilson?
Absolutely, man. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. And you say, how do you do that, Bart? I tell you, go call my friend Dr. Jay Shaw today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shaw also is a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw and take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy your pain-free life. Same-day or next-day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com to put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Shaw today by going to SamwellPain.com and regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to help serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so St. John's Seton Hall is underway at the Garden. In the Big East tournament, the quarterfinals now underway. You can watch on FS1. UConn, just after what was a close first half against Xavier, it was actually a one-point game at the half. UConn just absolutely wiped the floor with Xavier. They outscored him by almost 30 in the second half. So 87-58, the final on that one. You'll be happy to know that Michigan State beat Minnesota. There you go, in the Big Ten.
Man, that's how low the bar is. Michigan State used to be a great place where, you know.
Listen, they got a win in the conference tournament. There's a start, right? Feel good about that. Really? That's all I get? Just an exhale out of you?
Just simply, man, because we're supposed to be better, man. Michigan State. Michigan is like horrible, man. Like, what happened to that team?
Yeah, H to the Izzo.
They might mess around.
You know what it is? It's probably NIL.
NIL
probably.
Come on, man. The bad boys started this illegal money stuff. They can't compete no more.
The bad boys.
The Fab Five, man.
Well, that's Michigan, not Michigan State.
I'm saying they out of it too.
Michigan got low representation. Feels short term. St. Joe's beat Richmond. That's a final in the quarterfinal, 8-10. What's going on now at the Barclays Center in the A-10? Atlantic 10 conference is VCU and UMass. All my UMass people early on there, though, 17-12 VCU. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's go. Oh, our good buddy Reza Ramon is back on the UPS truck. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, yo, Chico. You're a Bart Hus.
Say hello to the bad guy. Say hello to the bad guy.
To the bad guy. 2 years. 2 years to the date since he passed away. That's my guy.
But true.
I just wanted to call and rate the concert.
The bad guy.
There we go. Just wanted to rate the concerns for the New York teams. Number three, I'm going to go from bottom to up. So number three, we're going to go with the New York Knicks. We're going to start getting healthy. We got OG already. So let's see how we do on this West Coast trip.
Yep.
We should be all right, you know? Like, hopefully I can stay awake for that. All right. Number two.
Hopefully Allen can stay awake for it because he's contractual.
Number two, we have to go with the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole is a huge loss. Huge, but we paid all this money for Carlos Rondon to do what? Like, you got to start pitching.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
He looked a little slimmer.
Like, here's the problem. Hal can talk all they want, and they can talk all they want about how much money they're spending, and you know, I think they're going to spend or have to pay the third highest luxury tax. I think over $40 million in luxury tax off this year's payroll.
Yeah.
And you can point to all the spending, but like I said, it's spend wisely. I've always wanted to ask Hal, do you think you're getting bang for your buck? Because the Rodon thing is he better be not good, but great. He better be great this year. Because he doesn't look great in the spring training.
It reminds me of all these other terrible signings, pitching that they had. Paul Pavano. Remember Kiyagawa.
Sunny
Day. You're throwing money out like nothing.
Yeah.
And number one and two is your football teams. You know, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, so I don't care less about your football teams. But when was the last time Rodgers had a good season? It's 3 years now.
No, it's been two. He played well. Like
the MVP. He didn't get us to the playoffs.
He was MVP 3 years ago, man.
Yes, like I said, 3 years ago was his last good.
Nah, year. The walk year with Green Bay, he played well.
Mm-hmm. He didn't get us to the playoffs. Not well enough.
He had one down.
Well, I would probably if it's me though, Ramon, and thanks for the call. Always good to hear from you. I have the Yankees above the Jets. Level of concern, the Yankees are at the top of the list.
Yeah, because the Jets still have time to change their fate.
Yes. Yeah. As wet blanket as I was today, Bart's right. There is time, and I'm hoping so. I just feel like I was looking for a little more activity, haven't seen it yet, hoping there will be, and the draft is certainly a big time to do it as well. But when you talk about, like, concern, that Yankee concern is legit. The Cole thing is not something that I'm just going to exhale and think, oh, when he comes back in June, he'll be fine. I can't think that. I don't know that. So there's major concern there because they never really got a second legit number two. I don't know what Stroman's going to be. We'll see. I don't know what Rodon is because last year he wasn't good and always hurt. Spring training, he's been meh. And he was supposed to be your number two. He was supposed to be a stud. So those are the problems that I have right now. You know, Judge, Soto, you know, that part of the lineup, it's an older group. Can they stay healthy? That was a major issue last year. Yeah, I have them at the very top. The reason why the Mets aren't anywhere near the top is because I don't think they come into this season with any expectations. Right, Bart? There's no expectations for the Mets this year.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a rebuild. Last year they had all the expectations when they went with Verlander and Scherzer.
Agreed.
This year, like, they can go under the radar, and if they have a decent season, it's like, oh, man, they overachieved, and everybody feels good about themselves. But the Yankees, with DeSoto, we're like, man, they needed a lefty bat, a guy that's outstanding, somebody that can, you know, if Judge or Staton needs a couple days off, he can step up with the offense, arguably one of the best players, if not the best hitter in baseball right now. playing for a contract, should be highly motivated. All the things lined up where, okay, where we're like, well, Cole is a Cy Young, and the bullpen is always good with this type of offense.
Right.
You know, then, you know, getting the outfield fixed, this should be a no-brainer.
Yeah. My expectations, or at least my hope, was
to beat Houston.
The Yankees were going to open the season against them. I mean, the Yankees would be in that conversation. Okay, last year was an anomaly. It was the first time where they really flirted with having a losing record, didn't make the playoffs, everybody was hurt, enough's enough. You wanted to see a change in philosophy, a change in approach, a change maybe even in some leadership areas. They did nothing. They just said, we'll be better. They added a player that was a huge splash in Soto, but he's not signed to an extension, so we don't know how long he's going to be here. And the pitcher they went out to get instead of somebody that would have been a blockbuster is a guy, Marcus Stroman, who wants to be a Yankee, so I like that. He wants to be here. He's always wanted to be a Yankee, and he was an All-Star. So, okay. But then you start out with this injury to Cole, and it does feel like the air is out of the balloon again. And I'm sorry. It's too early to feel that way. So they're at the top. They're at the top of the list. The Jets aren't at the top of the list. They are, for sure. We've got to see what happens. But this is bad news, and it's been a year of it. We've just gone through this one after the other after the other. If you really think about it, go through them all. The Mets with Diaz, the Yankees with Judge, Aaron Rodgers, Saquon Barkley, and Daniel Jones get hurt. I mean, the Giants season gets completely, right? The rug comes out from underneath that season after coming off a playoff year. Like, it just goes on and on. And then, obviously, you know, more closer to home for me is the Randall and OG injuries, which in the part of it, they go 14-2 in a month. They look like they're unbeatable. And that happens. So it just feels like more and more this just continues to happen. Maddening right now to be a sports fan in New York. Maddening. They really do test you. They test your loyalty and your strength, don't they? They test it. Every day, they test it. All right, we'll finish up with some calls.
Prove my love.
You right? 800-919-3776, K-Show, top of the hour. Bart, tell me about BetMGM.
Man, I tell you what. If you're not knowing, looking at all these tournaments going on, it's time for you to go ahead and dust that app off if you ain't currently active. Discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop action. As the official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers, BetMGM meets New Yorkers at the world's greatest arena with same-game parlays, exclusive signature bets, and much more all season long. And as an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and an official sports betting partner of the NHL, BetMGM takes the show on the road for the excitement every night. Plus, as an official sports betting partner of the New York Jets, BetMGM makes every football game day the best it can be. Download the BetMGM app today. BetMGM and GameSense reminds you to play responsibly and offers resources to help you make appropriate choices. Go to BetMGM.com for T's and C's. Must be 21 years or older to wager. New York or New Jersey only. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, help is available. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 878-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
That's what I needed, Jake. Some feel-good music. I appreciate that, brother.
Hey.
See, when you have a day like this, that's what you need. You need this kind of music. Just something that just gets you feeling right. Now I understand.
standing.
Very good stuff. K-Show coming up top of the hour, 800-919-3776. We'll get calls here before we call it a day. Want to remind you that Weezer is coming to Madison Square Garden on Wednesday, September 11th for their Voyage to the Blue Planet Tour. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So, all right, boy, I'm going to give you the list of the top, I guess, wide receivers that are remaining available that you can acquire. Now, at the very top of the list, because you anticipate that this player you could acquire, even though that their team is saying no, is Davante Adams. All right. Now, Davante Adams, the Raiders are saying, is not available, but that's at the top of the list. After that, you mentioned Hollywood Brown.
Yep.
Mike Williams.
Yep.
Curtis Samuel.
Yep.
Michael Thomas is available.
Yeah,
Tyler Boyd could be available. Odell Beckham, DJ Chark. This is what we're doing. So out of those, what did I give you, eight?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the two that you would say, all right, these two are your main focus. Go after them. Go get them.
Of course, to me, it's Davante Adams. Then it would be Mike Williams. But I would add Courtland Sutton to that as well.
I forgot
Denver,
his name. Okay.
Denver's selling pieces.
Yeah, that's right. They are selling off. That's true.
Then
Hunter Renfrew should be on that list, right? Because he was released.
He's a slot, though. So
he's slot. He doesn't fit what you need. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's a slot if you want to upgrade. Like he would become Randall Cobb's kind of replacement.
Right. Okay.
At a higher end.
Isn't that what Gibson's supposed to be?
Yeah, but he's an undrafted free agent in his second year. You don't make decisions based about his feelings.
Okay. No, I didn't mean that. I just meant I thought you liked him that much. But okay.
Yeah, but he's not Hunter Renfrew.
Yeah.
And so, he gets in what he gets in. He'll be going back to majority returning kicks, and we'll put him in for some gadget plays every blue moon. But I'm not worried about that because Renfrew is a guy, if you sign, you're signing for multiple years because he's not an old man. Hollywood Brown. Tyler Boyd is a name that probably has to reprove itself a little bit, and, you know, that can be a solid solid guy. I see him better as a number three than a number two.
Gotcha.
But if I can go out there, and you never know. Maybe the Jets surprise us and draft somebody. If they get Tyron Smith, maybe they say, you know what, we going for either Kenya Coleman from Florida State, who should be there, who's 6'4", didn't run a great 40, but nobody – that doesn't mean anything. Michael Thomas didn't run a great 40. Or you decide to say, you know, maybe the kid from Washington is there. I'm at 10. I mean, because you expect, you know, usually how it always goes, three quarterbacks, some linemen, DN, then receivers. But it depends on who you talk to. What if Malik Nabers is there because, you know, somebody wants Adunze because he's bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though, you know, or Brockers is there. You know what I mean? That's tight end. So – the Jets could, if they able to kind of solidify the left tackle for a couple of years with Tyron Smith, and, you know, maybe draft a tackle. You still have Carter Warren that you have high hopes for. Max Mitchell, I think, is solidified as a backup rotational type of player. Then you can get away with it. Hell, go call Justin Pugh if the Giants don't bring him back.
Well, when you look at these wide receivers, it's also something that if you're the Giants, you probably need to look at too, right?
Yeah.
Like for them, it's probably going to have to happen in the draft for them.
That's the thing. You would love if the Giants get greedy and say they want to move up and go get a quarterback, because then that just means that you're going to jack the board up and everybody's going to be scrambling.
It does change things, yeah. Yeah, right, we're getting closer now to that point. We're probably another couple of weeks away, but you're going to start to then get now the misinformation about the draft. You were first getting about free agency. You're going to start getting about the draft pretty soon.
Yeah, the Jets are really high on.
Right. Right, so much of that. I mean, that's really you know, the point we're at right now. All right, so we got some action tonight to watch, a couple of hockey games. The Islanders play the Sabres. The Rangers down in Tampa taking on the Lightning, which is always an entertaining matchup there. And then the Knicks are in Portland tonight. They begin a Western Conference trip. Starts in Portland tonight. 10 o'clock is, I believe, the tip-off is 10 o'clock tonight. So 9:30 is when everything gets underway, both here and also on MSG Networks for me. It's going to be a late night in the studios for the next couple of games. But this has got to be a game, Bart. You got to win. Like, obviously, it's Portland. They're not very good. They have a losing record. The Knicks are very good against teams with a losing record, 23-3. Yeah. Take care of business. Get this win, and then you move on
close the gap on the Cavs. Close the gap on the Cavs.
Yeah, who got a big win last night, the Cavs did, and they got Donovan Mitchell back. But that's what you have going on. It's to me, this trip says a lot. Philly, did you see the Embiid stuff? Embiid, they're thinking they can get him back first or second week of April, which, of course, they'd love to get him back, but that late, would you want to play the Sixers in the first round? Because I kind of would.
Mm-hmm. I run like hell on them.
You know what I mean?
They'd be trying to slow the game
like
down.
If they're getting him back with just a week left in the regular season, you'd want to like see how do you set up a 3-6 matchup with the Sixers. We'd take that in a heartbeat, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Especially if I got Mitchell back.
Listen, it is Embiid.
Go lean on him.
But he is an MVP, but he's still going to be coming off of missing a ton of time off the knee surgery. And you got to feel like with all the different matchups, that's the one that doesn't scare you.
Yeah, go get him early.
Miami, that scares you. So it starts to keep winning tonight. That's what the Knicks have to do. And we'll have that game for you later on tonight starting. Ken, tip-off is at 10 o'clock. Bart, I'll be happier tomorrow, I promise.
Peace. I hope so. Not if Portland kicks ass.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.